jockey bacha, ovečky zatáča.
Hedy Frommings is a retired architect of 79, though she is still very much active as the head of the Beskydy Dancers, a Czech dance and music group in London. When I met her a few days ago, in, of all places, the food court of Victoria train station, Hedy Frommings told me all about her young days as a refugee in the UK during the war, her family's fortunes, and how she met her English husband.
I was born in North Bohemia, in Liberec, and came over as a refugee child with my mother, escaping from Nazi Germany when the occupation took place. First from Liberec to Prague in 38, and in 39 out to the UK with the help of the Quakers. My mother and father were very politically engaged anti-Nazis, and therefore my father was taken to a concentration camp the second day of, after the march in, on the 17th of March, 39. And my mother wasn't quite sure what to do then. So people told her of the organization that she should try to get out because she will also be under threat of being sent to a camp somewhere. So we managed to get out with the help of the Quakers. My mother and I were then sent to mixed country hostels, one hostel in particular in Broadstairs, which had refugees from several different Central European countries.
So that's here in the UK you're talking about, here in Britain?
That's right. That's here in Britain where we were in a hostel. The first hostel was in Broadstairs. We were then evacuated when things got really, really bad in 1941, when the Blitz started, to the north of England, to Edmund Castle. And that's what I personally really, as a child then of 13, 14, came across folk dancing within the hostel. There were, again, quite a number of nationalities. There were Slovaks, there were some Czechs, there were Austrians, there were even the original Germans that had fled in 1934 to Czechoslovakia. After the Heydrich assassination in Czechoslovakia, a terrible pogrom, you might say, on the whole Czech nation started. There was therefore the government in exile under President Beneš made an appeal for all those children who had at one time been in Czechoslovakia and are around England, Britain, would they please send these children to a boarding school which was established to be teaching Czech and all subjects in Czech. I decided, well, we did want to go back one day when this war was finished, so I moved to the Czech school. I met with lots of similar youngsters, the same boat as me, not remembering much Czech by that time.
And tell me what happened after 1945, when the war ended.
So as the war ended, we were repatriated in an old Lancaster bomber, and my mother, though, was by that time the main catering lady or catering buyer for the British Czechoslovak Friendship Club, which was a friendship club established in London for members of the Czechoslovak Army, Air Force, and any other Czechs that were around for their entertainment, or rather for food mostly. It was a restaurant plus social center. So my mother was the chief buyer, which was no mean feat in the days of rationing, and yet they turned out, together with a couple of Czech cooks, some fantastic dishes during that period. She stayed on for a time until November, when she was repatriated. We first went to Prague, and I made contact with my brother, who had fled to Yugoslavia in the meantime, and had been fighting with Tito's partisans. Came back. By that time, we already heard that my father was alive, had been in concentration camp in Flossenbürg, and was also coming home, although he stayed behind as a witness for some of the prosecution of the SS. So we all came together. My mother, the three of us, went to our home in North Bohemia in Liberec, which had been taken over by the Hitler Youth as a sort of training center, because it had quite a big garden, which they turned into a training ground for marching and all this kind of thing. So it was quite a hard time to recondition it, but certainly mentally, emotionally, it was not a hard time. It was absolutely fantastic that we four came together again as a family. I then worked a little time. I applied for, because by that time we did a crash course to do our matriculation in Czech, which we hadn't completed in England. That was Christmas 45, and then I applied immediately to go to university. I wanted to do architecture, and so I sat for the examination, and I was accepted, but not until, obviously, the autumn. So the time between January, when we set this exam, and the starting term, I worked for the British Council, which was all quite a different experience from architecture, obviously, but quite good grounding for all sorts of things. So I started architecture in 46 and took my inter in 49. So 3 years is to inter. In the meantime, I was an interpreter because of my English and so on. I became an interpreter for the Students' Union and was active in one of the biggest, possibly the first anyway, I can't remember fully, 1947, in a youth festival in Prague, where there were two sets of delegations. There was a small group of architectural students from England, from London, and a big one of 300 Danes from Copenhagen and all the way around. So I was trying to do both these things, but I met my future husband there. We hit it off and got engaged. But it was this, he was also doing architecture and had another 2 years to go, 2 years till his finals, whereas I was only just second year, so I did another year. It was, we decided to soldier on. Then came 1948, and it looked very dodgy for me to follow him unless we were married. So we married in 48. He came out to Liberec, and we had a family wedding there. And then I followed him a year later to England, where I changed over, you might say, to architecture, which was quite difficult at the time.
And tomorrow, in the second part of this interview with Hedy Frommings, she talks about her involvement with the Beskidy Dancers.
Aj, baco, baco, naš, černu košulku máš, kdo ti ju vyperediš, mám jen kým.